The well is huge. It's 3.4 metres wide and around 60 metres deep, with a water level of about 18 metres. You can descend down the spiral staircase to a depth of 35 metres, which marks roughly where the water level used to be. The two sets of stairs are connected by a semicircular hallway, which made it easier to move around the well and collect water. Today, the well is not used, so the water level is higher and the stairs are partially flooded. Interestingly, this structure isn't actually a well in the true sense of the word. After all, a well requires an aquifer. Believing they would find this, the Austrians dug below the level of the Sava River. At a depth of 55 metres, they reached the bedrock, but didn't strike water. Over time, however, water from rain and snowfall trickled into the hole and very slowly filled it up. So, in fact, this structure is actually just a large cistern. Even though there is no reliable record of who designed the Roman well, historians believe it was Balthasar Neumann, a significant Baroque and Rococo architect. As a young architect, Neumann participated in the great reconstruction of Belgrade Fortress from 1717 to 1738 during the Austrian occupation. He's also known as the architect of the Gate of Charles VI, which is located in the lower town of the fortress. He came to Belgrade from the Italian town of Orvieto, where there is a well similar to the one in Belgrade. The well of St. Patrick in Orvieto is bigger and older than the one in Belgrade, which suggests that Neumann used his knowledge of the Orvieto well to build a similar one in Belgrade. Today, the well is open to the public and is extremely popular among visitors. In this space, several movies have been filmed. And in 1964, famous director Alfred Hitchcock visited the Roman well. Hitchcock said that places like this are truly inspiring.